Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
70 degrees in the capital city. Look for a low tonight of 45 or so. And then for tomorrow, 72 and sunshine. San Diego, we got nothing over us. We got some great weather in the forecast. With us in studio again, and we invited her to come back because we were cut short because of a ball game of all things. Nancy Pym is from the Learning RX here in Iowa, and grateful to have you come back. Nancy, nice to see you again.
Thanks for having me back, Michael.
You just
especially on this beautiful day.
Oh, I know. Yeah. You just missed it. We were a little beer sampling was going on here.
Previous customer. Should have joined you.
Should have been here on time, yeah. Well, thanks for coming back. I really do appreciate it because we had some time to talk about the Learning RX, and I was captivated by what it is that you do. Mm-hmm. And we started to talk about the assessment role and how you assess individuals who come to you for help.
Correct.
And this is not a teaching school where you tutor kids. This is actually taking a look at why folks aren't learning and then fixing those issues.
Well, either I was a very good explainer or you were a very good listener, because you've pretty much captured it right there. We find out the underlying issues that are keeping someone from learning.
And then you go about attempting to fix them.
And then we address those and strengthen those.
And the Learning RX is where?
We have two locations. We have one in West Des Moines across from Lowe's on 50th, and then we have one on North Ankeny Boulevard in Ankeny.
Got it. Yeah. All right. And describe, if you will, who your potential clients or customers or students might be.
We address, we have students all the way from 5 to 85, but obviously, that's not true. We do have the on the lower end, but we also address stroke recovery, and we have some traumatic brain injury recovery clients. So we do have, and just career adults that want to get a little faster at their thinking abilities so they can get ahead in their career.
What's the most common issue that you see among people that come to you?
The most common issue is memory and processing speed.
Okay.
The ability to take in information, do something with it quickly and efficiently.
And things just aren't snapping as quickly? And are there exercises or something that you can do to strengthen those motors?
We have procedures that address, there are seven areas that we address, and all of the procedures address all seven of those pretty much at the same time.
Okay.
So, yes, and they're more game-like. We're not going to teach
this
you
is,
the...
This is much more clinical in nature than what it is educational in nature.
Right. We don't do anything academically. Mm-hmm. There are some things that we do with math facts, but that's about as...
Sure.
It's very rudimentary, and it's that's about as academic as we get.
And when you go to introduce yourself or talking about Learning RX, do many people have the same original ideas perhaps I did or other people did, that this is a learning center?
Yes. A lot of people think that we're a branch of tutoring.
Yeah.
And we actually work very well hand in hand with tutoring. We strengthen the underlying skills that make tutoring work.
Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah. If you're having issues learning some specific things, then all the tutoring in the world isn't going to necessarily
exactly
help that.
That's exactly right. Yes.
So from a clinical, I find this interesting. How do you go about assessing a potential client?
We have, we administer the Woodcock-Johnson test of cognitive abilities and test of achievement. Woodcock-Johnson has been around for years and years and years and years. It's used by clinicians, psychiatrists, psychologists, educational researchers. I mean, it's the gold standard of testing. So we do, we administer that, portions of that, and from there we get a baseline of your abilities, of your cognitive abilities.
And then you can work from that backwards to find out where you need to go as far as the training?
Yeah, we actually work forwards.
And
build on that. So it goes up.
My friend Desmond Adams always talks about playing from the green to the tee. You know? So we're talking with Nancy Pym, ladies and gentlemen. She is with the Learning RX, and she's back for a pretty quick turnaround return visit because we got cut short by a ball game. And I wanted to make sure that we gave her not short shrift because I find this absolutely stunningly important for people out there that you might know that mm-hmm. are having issues learning. And mm-hmm. it may be something that can be fixed. When we talk about fixing issues, mm-hmm. can most learning inabilities be fixed?
We have a guarantee that you will see a 2-year gain.
Really?
Not across the board, but in at least one cognitive skill. Now, what I've seen in the time that I've owned the business is that we see more than that and in several areas.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And how long of a turnaround does this go, Nancy?
Depending on the initial step is two-part. The client takes the assessment, which uh-huh. is about an hour and a half. And then several days later, I will do an extensive intake consultation.
Okay.
And then depending on those two things, what the scores are and how much gain someone wants to see, we will recommend either a program that varies between 12 weeks and 32 weeks. So 4 to 8 months.
Now,
3 to 8 months.
As far as recommendations to mm-hmm. come into the program, do parents just have to kind of think this up themselves and go, oh, let's go talk to somebody from LearningRx? Are there staff in schools that start to identify some of these things and share with families? Or how does all that
normally
work?
What I just put out an article about parent-teacher conferences and things to listen for.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be some things that teachers talk about, maybe disorganization, reading difficulties, believe it or not, are the product of either poor memory. Kids just can't remember what mm-hmm. that letter sound that makes, or poor auditory processing, which is how we hear the sounds of our language.
And as an adult, so let's fast forward from kids,
sure.
because kids, you know, children have a whole helicopter bunch of folks looking after
Absolutely.
Them, from the school to
yep.
the parents to the grandparents,
mm-hmm.
Lots of aunts and uncles
right.
and all that other
Absolutely.
Kind of stuff.
Absolutely, I agree.
However, when you get to be an adult,
mm-hmm.
lots of that support system is gone mm-hmm. necessarily, or you may have just come to the fact that this is the way I am.
Yep.
This, you know, I've always had problems reading or mm-hmm. I've always had issues in remembering names and faces.
Right.
And so you just go on through life.
Right. And maybe you settle for something that you're not really that interested in because you don't think you can realize what it is you want to do.
Exactly, because this does have an economic impact
Absolutely,
component.
Absolutely, it does.
Because,
yep.
you know, I was talking with a guy today, and we don't do politics on the News Hour, Nancy. We just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about the minimum wage, and the minimum wage at $7.25 an mm-hmm. hour. And, you know, I'm all in favor. Personally, hey, I don't mind. I own the hour, so I can say it. I'm in favor of boosting that. I'd love to see it at $15 an hour. I don't, you know, but giving people in poverty an opportunity to get out of that so they can buy more stuff so that they can be not a drain on the economy, but much more productive. So anyway, that being an aside, one of the comments that I heard back today on this subject was, well, low-wage workers, you know, they're just settling for that because that's all it's worth.
Mm.
But there's a lot of people out there, I think,
mm-hmm.
that might want to better themselves.
Absolutely.
But if they've got a learning handicap, you can't get there.
Right. I don't know if I've shared my background with you,
but
I was a teacher until a year ago.
Really?
Loved teaching. I obviously could retire soon. But
why do you say
not,
obviously?
Chose not. You're so sweet.
You're a kid.
But every year I had one or two kids in my room that struggled.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd look at them and think, okay, your parents
mm-hmm.
have given you lots of experiences. They read to you. They get you to bed. They feed you. You have good parents. You have good experiences. I'm giving you quality instruction, and you're not getting it.
Something's amiss.
Yeah, something's amiss. And then we throw all our resources at it, and they make a little bit of progress when their peers are making big progress.
Mm-hmm.
And then I discovered the underlying skills.
And that can then lead
Absolutely.
To a lifetime
yep.
of
I'm not good
not
enough.
Achieving.
Yep, I'm not good enough.
Wow.
I'm not as smart as my friends.
You know, I am so pleased that you decided to take us up again on the offer to come in here and visit with us, because I think this is powerful stuff. Mm-hmm. It's called the Learning RX, ladies and gentlemen. It is not a training tutoring device. It's a way in which they help people
overcome learning struggles.
Learning struggles.
Yep.
Is the word disability at all allowed there?
I guess we've never really discussed it.
Yeah.
No. I mean, struggle, whatever. Yeah. Right. Struggles.
Nancy Pym is her name, and she is from the Learning RX with two offices here in the metro, one mm-hmm. in West Des Moines and the other in Ankeny. Yep. So look them up. It's learningrx.com, I think it is, isn't it?
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah, learningrx.com.
See, my memory, yeah. I'm telling you.
The end of your start.
I got to go to school. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, a pleasure as always. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, in our first half hour, we heard from Kevin Hall from the Black Hollow Brewing Company. He's got an Indiegogo thing. And, by the way, at the cheese shop tomorrow over on 42nd and the Roosevelt, they're going to have a sampling of some of the work that they do. For Kevin and, of course, for Nancy Pym and Dustin Halderson, our technical director, Monica Murray, a technical director, Mark McDowell is the program director for KRNT, Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, Mary Sayer is the liaison between our ad agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
A Des Moines Radio Group station. K-R-N-T.